Tuesday, which means only one thing around this time. It means Tech Talk Tuesday with my brother, TNS Jansen van Rensburg, a bandwidthvlog.co.za, back in studio. TNS, good to see you, my man.
Same to you.
Okay, so I love how you walked in here. You're like, okay, we need to talk about Twitter. And I agree, because people want to know what is going on, because Elon's out there. There's articles upon articles about this, about that. There's speculation, people being fired, Elon looking happy, Elon looking sad, angry. What is going on?
Very, very interesting question. I think there's so much going on, and things are changing on an hourly basis. So, you know, with
that's great for this, a big company
exactly,
like that.
By this time next week, everything we've spoken about might be completely out the window. But let's just kind of see how we got here, right? So he bought the company after like a lot of back and forth. Then he said there were too many bots and he wanted to pull out of the deal. Then court stepped in and kind of forced him to buy it, and now he's bought it. And then he said, okay, well, now it's a private business. We have to make this profitable as quickly as possible. He cut about 3,700 staff, which is half of all of the staff. And then a couple of days later, people are like, oh, nothing has changed on Twitter. And other people are saying, well, what were those other half of those other people doing to keep this platform? Yeah. You know, there's a lot of kind of views on this on both sides.
And I'm sure there's a beautiful office environment going on in Twitter at the moment.
Well, it's interesting because just after that, he said he's going to put an end to remote working and people have to go back to the office. And then there was obviously massive pushback, especially from the very senior people in the business. And they kind of stepped it back a little bit and said, all you need to work from home is a commitment from your manager that if you are not doing your work, he's going to take on that responsibility.
So
lots of back and forth. Then he tweeted in the middle of the night, he tweeted, this is going to be hardcore Twitter. Like Twitter 2.0 is going to be hardcore. If you're not willing to work really hard, really long hours, you've got until 5 p.m. tomorrow afternoon to sign a mutual separation agreement, and we'll give you 3 months severance pay. Which also backfired because hundreds and hundreds of more employees than he thought would actually want took up that deal. 5 p.m. that day, they walked out of the office. Then they had to scramble and kind of get some people back. Then the system in the building couldn't let the right people back in the building, and like the access was all screwed up.
Oh my goodness!
It was a very weird weekend for Twitter, and that happened on Thursday.
Yeah.
And they said we're going to be closed until Monday. So the office is completely closed until Monday. So we'll see this week what's going to happen.
I got to ask you this. When we look at somebody like Elon Musk and everything that he attempts, takes on, achieves, do you think he might be in over his head?
That's a difficult one to answer, because everything he's built thus far has worked because he's built it from scratch. Now he's taking on this whole other behemoth of a business that he had nothing to do with building, and now he's trying to make it conform to his way of doing things and how he's run his other businesses. I don't think that's going to work, because the people working at Twitter is way different than the people working in his other businesses, and they kind of signed up for that kind of environment right from the get-go, whereas the Twitter employees didn't. So look, a lot of people are saying it's going to implode within the next couple of months. Other people are saying it's going to go to the moon and become a very profitable business. I think it's going to be either one or the other. It's not going to be somewhere in the middle. So let's see what happens. It's going to be very interesting.
I'm no businessman, but if it was me and I had the cash and I buy something like Twitter, it's a working model. I'm not trying to change it up and turn it on its head. I'm going there. I bought something that works. I might tweak it a little bit here and there or whatever. But, you know, to try and, I don't know, rip it out by the roots.
Exactly.
I don't know. Anyways, let's see what happens. Next week, you're saying we might have different news.
Yes.
Tiana, thank you for the update, man. That's your TikTok Tuesday here on Smile FM.